relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Please, oh, here he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
you. I heard good.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Thank you, Mr. President, for asking. We are back. This is America First, the newest national radio show across the nation on the Salem Radio Network on more than 200 stations, sundry affiliates and platforms, including, you know it, iTunes, podcast, YouTube, live streaming, Facebook, even Instagram TV. And don't forget our special subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet. Join my cabinet today by going to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and clicking on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. Enough of this self-promotion. We need to have our first guest of the final hour, and I am so excited. This is a former colleague of mine. Not only did she hold the rank of Deputy National Security Advisor to President Trump, not only is she a former colleague of mine, one of the most recognized national security foreign policy figures in America today, she was President Trump's first Deputy National Security Advisor. She is Katie McFarlane. Katie, welcome to America First.
It's an honor and a pleasure, Sebastian.
It's been too long. I don't think I've spoken to you since the White House.
No, and it's because when I left the White House, I was raked across the coals by the Mueller investigation. And after that, after sort of 6 months, 8 months of dealing with them, I was so traumatized that I dropped out of sight. I left the country with my husband, Alan, and tried to make sense of what was going on with the country. So nobody heard from me. Not only you, a good friend, but nobody heard from me for almost 2 years. And
right,
I spent the time writing a book.
That kind of makes me feel a little better, but not because of what happened to you. And you've actually spoken out about how the outrageous, the decrepit, the disgusting Mueller probe investigators treated you. But we'll save that for another day. We have something to celebrate today. It's your first book. It's called Revolution. It is subtitled Trump, Washington, and We the People. And you can get it out. I believe it came out today. Is that correct?
That is correct. And it's already a bestseller.
Well, of course it is. It's Katie McFarland, who's been on the right side of history since the Reagan administration. Katie, I have to ask you this question because it's a very interesting choice of title. And I've used this a lot and I've always given him credit. When our former colleague, Mike Flynn, General Flynn, said that the Trump election was a peaceful political revolution, I wholeheartedly agreed with him. Is that why you've called your book Revolution? For you, was it that much of a change in American or global politics?
Yeah, and I think like General Flynn and certainly you, you know, we're all part of the Republican foreign policy community and for years had been, you know, card-carrying members. And for me, really, even before Trump ran for president, I really became very disenchanted with the failure of the United States to stand up to Iran, the failed wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and most particularly by being so preoccupied with the Middle East and Russia and oil and those issues, that they really took their eye off the ball, which was China. China's the biggest strategic threat we face. It was 10 years ago, and it will be 10 years from now. And that was one of the reasons I really broke with foreign policy establishment, and I supported Trump from the beginning. I mean, you and I were probably two, and Flynn were probably some of the only nationally recognized foreign policy experts who did. And I did it in large part because of China, and I joined the administration, as did you, as did Flynn, because we wanted to really redirect American foreign policy in the direction that Trump wanted to take it.
Yeah, this was one of the biggest educations for me, because I came into the building, you know, expecting, given my background, to be, you know, a utility player, but mostly doing counterterrorism. But once you get the clearances, once you read the intelligence briefings, you realize very, very rapidly that we're going to deal with ISIS, we're going to deal with Iran, Russia, North Korea, but the only strategic threat we face as a nation, truly strategic, is China. And you make that very clear in your new book, Revolution. Now, you're a straight shooter. You don't sugarcoat anything. I'm going to read one quote from your book, and I'd like you to expand on it in the time we have here in America First. And it comes under the title of Trump Tower Transition. Quote, "It was clear that while this handful of people had just pulled off one of the greatest upsets in American electoral history, they had very little idea of what was supposed to happen next." Katie McFarlane, explain that to our listeners.
When I came into the Trump Tower about a week or so after President Trump was elected, I sat down with Reince Priebus and Eric Trump, who had sponsored me, and several other people, and we were talking about what jobs I might be interested in that they might offer, and it became very clear to me that they had no idea what the National Security Advisor did. And so I sat down in Reince's office, which I know that you've been in Trump Tower.
Yep.
I took his yellow legal pad, and I said, let me sketch the West Wing out for you guys. Here's where the president is in the Oval Office. Here's the chief of staff. Here's the National Security Advisor. And not only did they not were they not familiar with that, but they weren't familiar with sort of who did what. And I think even General Flynn was unfamiliar with the fact that the National Security Council, in addition to advising the president on the issue of the day, really controls and runs the interagency process, which is it brings all the agencies of government together to implement foreign policy, but also to make recommendations to the president. And it was pretty clear from that briefing that, wow, they had no idea what buzzsaw they were about to walk into. And other than hiring some people for the key jobs, they really weren't quite sure of what was supposed to happen next. So that was, I think, the role that I was able to play during the transition, was to help familiarize them with what was going to happen next.
Well, you are a maven of national security issues, and you made such a difference at the beginning. Her website is KT, the initials KT McFarland, McFarland.com, KTMcFarland.com. The book is A Revolution. We'll talk about this more at CPAC, I hope, in person. But in just one sentence, would you qualify for Americans what the Mueller probe was, from your inside perspective as one of the people targeted?
They had taken a series of Trump tweets, some newspaper articles, many of which they had leaked, and some ideas that they had, and they had created this fantasy that Trump was colluding with the Russians. He was committing crimes. They weren't quite sure which crimes, but they set out to, I think, take on a president and anybody around him.
Yeah, absolutely. And un-American, just totally un-American. Fine in a banana republic, but not here in the United States. The book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. You've been there. You've been inside the machine. You've been working. You know, you've seen the inside of the sausage factory. Are you surprised, as an early supporter of Trump, as was I, just how successful he's been, not just domestically, but internationally as our 45th president?
I knew he would be successful. I didn't think he would have to fight as hard against a Washington establishment to do so. But I also was surprised at how quickly he turned things around. And I think he understood that first you fix the economy, like Reagan did in 1980.
Correct.
First you fix the economy, then you create jobs for the American people. You make America energy independent by encouraging fracking. And once you have that cushion, you then take advantage of the fact that other countries need to sell their stuff to us more than we need to sell stuff to them. And then you have trade wars to force them into different trading arrangements with us, rewriting them and recalibrating them more to our advantage.
Yes, and it, for just 3.5 years, it's been incredible, the results that he has attained. In the last minute and a half we have with K.T. McFarland, author of the new book, A Revolution, what has to be done? If you go back in the administration, if you're whispering in the president's ear, if he gets reelected in November, what is the focus, the emphasis for the next 4 years of a national security agenda for President Trump?
Take the trade agreements we already have with Canada, Mexico, Japan, South Korea, I think with Britain, and maybe even with Europe, and then form a coalition that Trump would lead and go to the Chinese and say, we all have issues. We want to rearrange our relationship to protect intellectual property rights, to stop the various ways you're cheating on our trade relationship. And then the second thing I think Trump should do, is, and he's able to do it if he chooses to do it, is to heal the country, to bring the country back together again, and to let the people who were against him all the way along come along with him.
A wonderful, wonderful message, and that's why you are, K.T. McFarland, an inspiration to so many on the right, somebody who fights, doesn't give in, doesn't give up. I hope to see you at CPAC. I hope to see you again now that you're out from under the Mueller cloud and you can be a public figure again. Stay on the line, please, K.T. McFarland, next here on America First. It's How We Car. And we're going to be talking about the president's trip to India and so much more on the newest national show with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president of the United States. Don't touch that dial.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
We are back. Welcome back, my friends. And I'm very excited. Our next guest, look, the media is so full of people who think the story is about them. And there is none that exemplifies that more than a certain person whose real name is Abilio. And we're going to discuss this individual and his latest transgressions with the undisputed talk radio king of New England. He is, of course, New York Times best-selling author of The Brothers Bulger and Hitman. He is Howie Carr. King Carr, are you there?
I am indeed.
Have you been following the president's Namaste tour of India?
Yes, I was watching today. I was listening to him as he handled himself very well at the press conference. And then I heard that whiny voice in the background. And I said, oh, my goodness, I think I'll walk over and sit down for this one.
You know, if I don't know how he does it. If I were president, I'm sorry, this guy would be banned for life. No hard pass, no invitation on Air Force One to travel to distant climes. We are, of course, talking about CNN senior White House correspondent, a man who's strangely ashamed of his Hispanic background because he was born Abilio Acosta, but he goes by the name of Jim. Let's listen to his grandstanding today. This is the President of the United States in India, not really taking a question from Jim Acosta, but Jim Acosta pretending to be a journalist. This is the President and Abilio. Cut two.
Can you pledge to the American people that you will not accept any foreign assistance in the upcoming election? And on this idea of a purge in your administration, there was recently the departure of your acting DNI, Joseph McGuire. You replaced him with your ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell. Some of your critics have pointed out that Ambassador Grenell has no intelligence experience. How can you justify to the American people having an acting DNI with no intelligence
experience? Okay, first of all, I want no help from any country, and I haven't been given help from any country. And if you see what CNN, your wonderful network, said I guess they apologized in a way for, didn't they apologize for the fact that they said certain things that weren't true? Tell me, what was their apology yesterday? What did they say?
Mr. President, I think our record on delivering the truth is a lot better than yours sometimes,
your record,
you don't mind
is,
me saying.
Let me tell you about your record. Your record is so bad you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You have probably
I'm
the
not
worst
ashamed
record
of anything in our
You probably have the worst record in the history of broadcasting.
So I just don't know where to begin. Let's try this one. Can you remember in the 8 years of the Obama administration, were there any journalists from left or right who demanded of the anointed one that he make a pledge to them publicly?
No. And, you know, they're in a foreign land, too. And
yes.
Did you notice that he also, when Trump slapped back at him and said, didn't you guys basically apologize for being part of that fraudulent story in the New York Times? He did not dispute that.
No.
He just kept right on moving. But my favorite part of that cut, Sebastian, is purge.
Yes.
Purge. I mean, what kind of word is purge? Did Barack Obama purge the 98 U.S. attorneys the day he was inaugurated? Did he purge every ambassador that was in a decent country that his campaign contributors and bundlers wanted to serve as the ambassador of? Of course he did. That's what an administration does. My only complaint about purging these people is it should have been done 3 years ago.
Yes.
It would have saved a lot of headaches for all concerned.
Yes. I look, just and then they get into this tussle over who has a better reputation for telling the truth. And I just asked my colleague Eric to make a quick list just minutes ago of all the times CNN was caught lying. And I'm just going to read these off. I think we should actually turn this into an article. So in a couple of minutes, he found 20 instances. I'll just read a couple. Number one, the Scaramucci slip, when they claimed that Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci was under investigation by Congress. Then we have the Trump Jr. collusion. They reported that Donald Trump Jr. received special access to documents stolen by WikiLeaks.
That was when they didn't check out the date.
Yes, on an email.
Somebody just out in the heartland had noticed these on the internet and said, "Hey, Don, here's a heads up for you."
Yeah.
And they said it was collusion.
Yeah, you know, one of these difficult things like checking dates. Then we have the one that still has legs, the 17 intelligence agencies counted the president. Not true. And then the best one, perhaps the most egregious one that they still haven't really apologized for. On June the 6th, 2017, CNN reported that former FBI Director James Comey is about to contradict the president in front of Congress that he was not under investigation. That's just 20 instances. We'll post them on our website. So when it comes to veracity and who has the better record for the truth, isn't it time for people from CNN to kind of hide their faces, Howie?
The one I always remember is the 4 hours that they spent with the dodgy dossier right before the inauguration.
Yes.
Remember that? They just kept going on and on. There was a Carl Bernstein, Jake Tapper, who's a made member of the Clinton crime family, used to work for Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law on Capitol Hill. And they just kept going on and on. Nobody ever mentioned that this was just Hillary Clinton made. It wasn't even Oppo research. It was made up fiction in a bar. They were just like, taking shots and coming up with crazy things. And they're reading it like it's real for hours on end. And President Trump wasn't even inaugurated. And they never apologized for that.
Now, you made a very interesting comment with regard to that audio. You talk about the choice of words by Abilio Acosta when he said the purge. Now, purge, one person who's an acting director whose time limit as per Congress is running out is being replaced by another temporary acting, and that's a purge, according to CNN. But you said this is something that should have happened a lot earlier. Talk to us a little bit about that, Howie Carr.
Well, he's surrounded by enemies in the White House. I mean, you must have seen him when you were in the White House.
I just want your perspective from the outside, because this is very important.
My perspective is I saw back in the day in Massachusetts when I was a young reporter, there was a Democrat insurgent knocked off a liberal like an Obama-type liberal by the name of Mike Dukakis, who later ran for president. And King, like Trump to a degree, didn't have enough people to put in place. So he said, well, you know, I'm a Democrat. They're Democrats. They're not going to stab me in the back. And just like Trump thought, well, they're Americans. I'm an American. They're not going to stab me in the back. Right. And he was so wrong about that. And you know, and the thing is, whenever he gets rid of one of these people, they say, well, you know, so like the woman who delivered this briefing to the House Intelligence Committee, you read the CNN story last weekend, Seb? She was a well-respected person, and she's a career professional. Why did she do this? Why did she make up all this BS and go up there with no evidence whatsoever, not even a dodgy dossier to back her up?
That's the question. We will continue in a moment with Howie Carr, New England's king of talk radio. Follow him right now, Howie Carr Show on Twitter and HowieCarrShow.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
The ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Man, these segments fly when you're with a professional who knows what he's doing, and that is, of course, Howie Carr. Howie, welcome back to America First. We're talking about the media. We're talking about, the fake news industrial complex and their coverage of this president. Let's talk about the Democrats, one of the people who was slated as a front runner because of his incredible name recognition. But I guess he's out of the race, because he seems not to be running for president, but for Senate. Who am I talking of? I'm talking of the man with the hairy legs and who likes to get in fights with people with strange names like Corn Pop. It is, of course, former Vice President Joe Biden. Let's hear Joe Biden running for the Senate, cut three.
I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Give me a look, though. I'm running for Senate. If you don't like me, look at the other Biden. Howie Carr, you've been in this business for a long, long time. What is going on with Joe Biden?
You know, I read something today, Sebastian, and that back in the 70s, somebody said, or maybe 1980, somebody said that he was the least deserving, the underachieving 29-year-old ever elected to the United States Senate. He's always been a dope. I remember his first campaign for president, 1988. I don't know if you recall that, Sebastian. That's the year he was running as as coming out of the coal mines of Wales. He was a Welsh coal miner.
Yes, he stole the speech from Neil Kinnock, the leader of the British Labour Party, right?
Right, a loser.
A loser.
He didn't steal Winston Churchill's speech. He stole a loser's speech.
Yes.
You know, because Corbyn wasn't around.
Not Scranton, PA, but Wales.
Why am I the first Biden in a thousand generations to come out of the Welsh coal mines?
And that was the end of it. And he was also, when he wasn't stealing those speeches from Kinnock, he was stealing Bobby Kennedy's speeches.
Yes. So what's going on? You know, let's be careful here. We don't do psychoanalysis at a distance, but he does give repeatedly signs of somebody who, let's just put it this way, mentally is not capable of running for office. I think that's the mild way of putting it, right, Howie?
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't like to be in a car he's driving.
Oh, yeah, so yeah. No, I agree.
He doesn't seem to have much going on. I mean, when you can get this stuff every day, literally every day. Did you also see that he said that he negotiated the Paris Climate Accords
with a guy who's been dead 23 years?
Right, exactly.
Deng Xiaoping. Yeah, he negotiated with Deng Xiaoping.
Impressive. I see dead people.
I negotiate deals with them.
Yeah, there's a famous Kurt Vonnegut novel, Slaughterhouse-Five, Billy Pilgrim. Mm-hmm. And there's one of the first lines in there is, Billy Pilgrim has come unstuck in time. And now so is Joe Biden.
Yes, you know? He's floating in some kind of lost time dimension. All right, we've got a real pro on the line. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I have to ask you, what's going to happen when it comes to the wire, down to the wire? Is it going to be a contested convention for the Democrats? Are we going to see blood on the floor? Are they going to try and stop Bernie? What is Howie Carr's prediction?
I think they're not going to be able to stop Bernie. All my life I've been hearing about, oh, this is the year there's going to be a contested convention, a brokered convention, and it's never panned out. I think this year they want it more than ever, but I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off. Bloomberg has more money than God, but he has no charisma. He's had a charisma bypass, as the old joke goes.
A charismaectomy.
Right. And, I don't know. I don't think he's going to do it. And
what's going to happen? What is your prediction? What's going to happen? Is the establishment on the left going to let Bernie get the nomination?
I don't think they have much choice with four or five of them left in there. They keep splitting it up, and they keep saying, well, someone's going to bring him into a room and make him get out. But these are egomaniacs. They're all legends in their own mind, including Joe Biden, who doesn't have much of a mind left. Who's going to drop out? You know, who's going to blink? I don't think any of them are going to blink. They're just going to keep running, and Bernie's going to keep running and running and running, getting 25%, 30%, 40%, and he's going to win.
It's a dangerous thing when you have a massive ego and a very small IQ. We're talking to a man who is the reverse. He is the master of talk radio in New England. Follow him right now on Twitter, Howie Carr Show, and go to HowieCarrShow.com. Thank you, my friend. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we are broadcasting from the mobile ReliefFactor.com studios. My friends, can I help you? Can I give you a choice, a new choice, if you suffer from daily pain? I take it, and it's remarkable. It's called Relief Factor. It's natural, it has no negative side effects, and it attacks the source of the pain, not the side effects. Relief Factor is made from ingredients that have been demonstrated over decades, in the case of curcumin, over centuries, to attack the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. I am now 14 months pain-free from my lower back pain. You could be the next success story. Find out so easily if Relief Factor could work for you by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com today. $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It will be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, yes, Dr. G's guarantee. If you take Relief Factor in the morning and the evening, as do I, by the end of 3 weeks, you will know if it works for me like it works for you. Don't you deserve to be pain-free? $20. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with your calls in a moment here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Created Equal, Clarence Thomas, in his own words.
Do you know what it means to be brave? Yeah, you've watched movies, you've seen heroes on the silver screen, but what does it mean to really be a hero in today's America? Well, I can show you if you go and watch Created Equal, Justice Clarence Thomas in his own words. This is a documentary. It's the best documentary I've seen. And it's about a man who as a black conservative took on the left-wing establishment led by Joe Biden when they tried to perform a high-tech lynching against him and block him from becoming a member of the Supreme Court. But he wouldn't have it. And he never, ever gave up. It's an incredible film, and all conservatives need to see it in the age of the politics of personal destruction. Go right now to JusticeThomasMovie.com for theater locations, for times, and to get your tickets. That's JusticeThomasMovie.com. An incredible story about an American hero, JusticeThomasMovie.com. Our number here, if you wish to call us, is 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. I'm getting great texts on our text line. Thank you so much for all you well wishes. If you wish to text us, the PatriotMobile.com text line, those are the guys who sponsor it, 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262, patriotmobile.com/GORKA, the phone company that doesn't provide donations to liberal causes like the big phone companies do. If you're with one of the big guys, Verizon, Sprint, you know who they are. They support Planned Parenthood, gun control organizations, but not Patriot Mobile. They're the good guys. Switch your phone service to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. We have a couple of things we've got to cover in the news, but first, I've got to let you hear this. It's truly unbelievable audio. We have a couple of things here. The first thing I want to share with you is from Jimmy Kimmel, who suffers from TDS. Truly is a deranged individual, and he has a late night comedy show. It was meant to be comedy, but it really isn't. And he had Adam Schiff, the most mendacious individual in Congress, and that takes some doing, on his show last night, who had the following to say. Chairman Adam Schiff on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, cut 8.
Who is they that he wants to do an investigation of you? Would this be your fellow congressman?
Actually, no. I mean, it's much more malicious than that. He wants the Justice Department, his hand-picked hack at the Attorney General's office.
Yes.
Bill Barr. To investigate his political enemies.
Shouldn't everyone, regardless of their party, be very troubled by this?
Absolutely. And you know, after Watergate, we tried to build a strong wall between the Oval Office and the Justice Department so that no president would seek to prosecute his enemies, abuse the Justice Department that way. And that wall has been so broken down by this president. And then just this week, of course, he fired the head of all the intelligence agencies for doing his job, which is briefing Congress on the threat to our elections posed by a foreign power.
A firewall between the White House and the Department of Justice. What, the firewall that was removed under the Obama administration, the firewall that was non-existent between Obama, the DOJ, the IRS, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA. Let's just remind Adam Schiff that it was Obama who targeted the Tea Party patriots through the IRS. It was Obama's Attorney General, Eric Holder, who said, "I am Obama's wingman." Not quite a firewall. And let's just remind Adam Schiff that it was the Obama administration, the first ever in American history, that authorized a tri-agency counterintelligence operation. Never before in the history of our republic, ever since the CIA was created with the National Security Act of 1947, did the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA spy on a political campaign, not just any old campaign, a presidential campaign, the campaign of my former boss, Donald Trump. who became the president, and that operation was Crossfire Hurricane. Adam Schiff is a threat to this republic because of what he does and how he colludes with the media and the Obama flunkies to lie about our nation in a way that facilitates our enemies, including Vladimir Putin. Let's go back to your calls. The number is 833-334-6752. My favorite caller from the 82nd Airborne, Ray in Livermore. Are you on the line?
Ooh-ah. Yeah, not only was Holder his wingman, he was the Che Guevara to Obama's Castro, is who he was.
Either him or Jarrett, Valerie Jarrett, right? Those two are the Che Guevaras or the former KGB Berias to Obama.
Exactly. I called about the brilliance of Trump in hindsight, but I have to say that I did text over some photos on the Patriot text line there of some super secret photos of you going out of the back of an airplane at night, testing out.
You're trying to find how I injured my leg, aren't you, Ray?
Yes, I'm giving it away. You're out the back of a plane, C-130 at night, testing out that T-11. You know, it holds up to 400 pounds, and they loaded you up with a rucksack and some
an M-60
to make sure that you could take it. Yes.
Hey, buddy, will you stay on the line? Because I'm out of time, but I want to keep talking to you. You've been a great show, great friend of the show. Ray, will you stay on the line?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
How much time do we have? Are we out of time?
We are out of time, but I want to keep you on, all right? Don't
Very
go
good.
Anywhere, my buddy. Don't go anywhere. Ray from Livermore has been one of our most faithful listeners, so I want to hear more from him. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, and we are broadcasting from the mobile, the hidden ReliefFactor.com studios, Relief Factor. I am so proud of our association with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product. Why? Because these are Christian men on a mission. Their mission is to help their fellow man, their fellow American, who is suffering with daily pain. They only started this venture because they had a family member who couldn't find relief. And they researched and they researched and they researched, and they came up with a natural compound made of resveratrol, curcumin, and omega-3s that does the job that synthetic painkillers can't. Why? Because synthetic painkillers attack the pain receptors. They dull the pain. They hide the pain. But they do nothing about the cause of the pain. But Relief Factor does. Relief Factor attacks the source of your pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. It's completely natural. It has no negative side effects, and you can find if it works for you by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com right now.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
We are back, and I want to give you an opportunity to exploit your membership of our family mercilessly here on America First. If you're a friend of this show, you're a friend automatically of Mike Lindell, who's offered the biggest discount to our listeners, bigger than anything he's offered on TV or radio. If you go to MyPillow.com, up to 40% off and free shipping on all of his products, including his premium MyPillow. He's only sold 45 million of them, and even the president sleeps on them. Call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Secret code GORKA. Let's go back to our very patient caller, a faithful member of the America First family, Ray in Livermore. Ray, welcome back. Thank you for holding the line. You do know I'm coming back to your neck of the woods soon, right? I'm going to be back with KRLA, and we're going to have an event in California, and I'd love to see you again.
I'd love to. That's about 6 hours south of me, but if I can make it happen, Dr. G,
oh my
it
gosh.
Would be wonderful to see you again. And I just want to get this out in the air. If you ever need me to fill in, to take a second segment, I'm always available for a second segment. I have plenty of opinions. I've got lots of hot air. I can make it happen.
Are you saying this is a show of opinions and hot air, Ray in Livermore?
No, but I can bring that. I can bring that to the show. If not.
And you have a very keen sense of history, my friend, and a very sharp analytical mind. And I'm going to ask you to apply it right now. I want Rain Livermore, who's been there, seen it, done it, jumped out of perfectly good planes for no good reason with the 82nd Airborne. Who's going to win the Democrat nominating process? What's Ray's take?
Oh gosh. What it comes down to is who's hitting for who. It seems like Buttigieg is hitting for Obama. He's his pinch hitter.
Yes.
It seems like Biden is pinch hitting for Hillary because she doesn't want another woman.
And Obama hasn't endorsed Biden, which is incredible.
Right. So Obama wants Biden out. Hillary wants all the women out. She wants Warren out. She wants
Amy Klobuchar. Yep.
And the one from the gal from Hawaii, who's actually the best choice out of the three women, even though none of them are good choices, but she's actually the most reasonable, and that's why they tried to take her out first. So it's actually about who's taking out who for what other party.
Man, that is so good analysis. You've got to go one step further. It's not the front person who's behind them. So what if you had to bet right now, who's going to be left standing, Ray? Who's got the biggest power behind them?
They're trying to prop up Biden, but I have a feeling that Bernie is just going to win the numbers. The Bernie bros are going to go out there. He's going to win the numbers, but they're going to take him out again, Dr. G. And I don't know if this brokered convention can
gonna
happen.
It's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess, but I tell you one thing, Ray. You and me and everybody, all the 2 million people listening to our show and the other million on social media, we're going to have a lot of fun watching. God bless you, Ray. All of you who've called the show, all of you who are listening, you are America. What an amazing show. God bless you. Watch your six. Keep your head on a swivel. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.